sits here and looks at what's happening in the Middle East and elsewhere in the United States, they're pleased with this. They're pleased with this. China, obviously funding Iran by buying its oil every single day, is pleased to see America entangled in this conflict and these problems between Israel and Iran and whatever else might be out there. It gives them an opening. Don't think for a second that Beijing would not appreciate a U.S. entanglement in a much wider Middle East war that would open up new possibilities for the People's Liberation Army to make some land grabs of its own, be it Taiwan, maybe something aggressive with the Philippines. Which brings us back to the events over the weekend. The Biden administration seems to have been neutered in its ability to help steer any major global events right now. Joe Biden, according to Robert Gates, former Secretary of Defense, was wrong on every single foreign policy issue for 40 years. That hasn't changed. It has not changed. And the weaklings he put around him. Anthony Blinken. And John Kirby. And these other clowns. In fact, some would argue we helped Iran pay for this whole thing. Because we did. And John Kirby continues to laugh at the idea that unfreezing billions, it laughs. At the idea that unfreezing billions of dollars for Iran just had no impact on that country or its regime at all. It's all just a big joke to these people. Listen.
Is it not fair to say, though, that there have been moves by this administration that have opened up cash and other opportunities for them, which we know are fungible in ways that are not helping the Iranian people, but are benefiting the elites and people there who chant death to America and death to Israel?
You and I have had this fungibility argument before. I obviously take a different issue, characterization. The sanctions relief that has come about, or it's not even sanctions relief, but the additional funds that have been made available to Iran due to a sanctions relief program that the Trump administration put in place can only be used for humanitarian goods. It doesn't go to the regime. And the idea that the regime was somehow felt like they were freed up to support these proxies because of that, it just doesn't comport with the facts. They have been supporting these proxies for many years.
And it comports with their language, though, saying we will use this money in the way that we want to use it.
They can't.
John, yes, they can, John. But they lie. It doesn't matter. Kirby was making his rounds and defending the Biden administration's squishy support for Israel, which is about as best as I can describe it. Here's another example.
And the president also called on Iran not to retaliate, but they did anyway. What does that tell you?
Well, again, what it tells me, as I looked at last night, what it tells me is that we can make good on our commitment to defend Israel. It tells me that Israel does have superior military capability. Just think about the hardware that Iran threw into the sky and how little damage that caused. I mean, that's a real testament to how strong the IDF is.
Yeah. Joe Biden and this administration weak on every front. Over on CNN, more defense of Joe Biden's waffling on Israel, because that's what it is. He has weak support for Israel because of all the backlash and the pro-Palestinian rallies and protests and marches. Here it is.
I think you look at everything that we've done since October 7th, actually before that, but since October 7th, the president has been a man of his word. We said we were going to help Israel defend itself, and we've been doing that. In addition to what happened last night, which was extraordinary, we're continuing to make sure that Israel has what it needs to defend itself against Hamas, which is still operating inside Gaza. So I just respectfully have to disagree with the leader there. Everything that the president has done since the 7th of October has proven his word as good.
No, it hasn't. It's proven him as a weakling and a guy who's asleep. Did you realize on Saturday there was an announcement that came out after the attack had started? Joe Biden is going to address the nation shortly. It was broadcast on CNN and elsewhere. A short time later, they're forced to retract that reporting, saying, oh, they've called a lid. They called a lid at 5:13 p.m. on Saturday. No news. Joe's in bed. They had pictures of him there in the Situation Room. I wonder, get him all jacked up and then set him in there for a few minutes for a photo op and then drag him out. But all of this comes at a time when the only thing going for Joe Biden and the Democrats is the abortion issue in Arizona, and they hope to take that onto the national stage. Nothing else is working. If you talk to people, that is exactly what they'll tell you. Nothing else is working. At CBS, Joe Biden has lower ratings in the war in Gaza than ever before, and this came before the Saturday attacks. Here it is.
Our new CBS News poll, taken before the Iran strikes,
show that only a third of Americans approve of President Biden's handling of the conflict. That's down 5 points since February. In fact, within his own party, more Democrats now sympathize, quote, a lot with the Palestinian people. That's a larger number than sympathize a lot with the Israelis.
Yeah. Of course, not long ago, they said they had everything under control. They had this handled. Remember, 1 week before the heinous terrorist attacks on Israel on October 7th, Joe Biden's national security advisor said the Middle East was in the best place it had been in more than 20 years. This is less than 1 week. This is how bad these people are at their jobs. Listen.
And what we said is we want to depressurize, de-escalate, and ultimately integrate the Middle East region. The war in Yemen is in its 19-month of truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in 2 decades.
Uh-huh. It's all good, all quiet on the Western Front. There are those that are clear about where we should stand on these things and what we should do, though. At a rally in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump says he stands with Israel and says everything Joe Biden touches, well, it turns to, well, you know, listen.
I want to say God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown is unbelievable, and it would not have happened if we were in office. You know that. They know that. Everybody knows that. But America prays for Israel. We send our absolute support to everyone in harm's way. This is an attack that would not have happened. But what has he done that's good? Nothing. Has anything that he's done turned out? Everything he touches turns to.
That's true. Yeah, everything. There you have it. Nice way to sum it up, Mr. Trump. We'll take a break. It's the Steve Gurry Show. Happy Monday.